You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, August 26th, and today the census reports, the Census Bureau is reporting, releasing two studies that show something you may already know. Almost one-third of Americans are uninsured, and many people are paying more for less care. Are you one of those people? Would like to know how you're dealing with health care and how it's affecting your life. Do you have health care insurance? How are you paying it? How are you paying for it? How would you change our health care system? Tell us your story at 8778-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Also today and all this week, we're covering the Democratic Convention from many angles, not only about how the delegates and party activists feel, but also about how they feel about voters. The Takeaway's political director, Andrea Bernstein, spent last week traveling through the swing states of Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, and Missouri, and she met many Hillary Clinton supporters who are now torn.
Do you think that there's a difference between Barack Obama and John McCain on the issues?
Oh, yeah, there's a difference between the two on issues.
So that doesn't make you want to go out and vote for Obama, even though you voted Democrat in the primary?
No, absolutely not.
You're not doing it?
No.
Andrea is joining us from Denver at the convention, where she was able to ask Senator Clinton about these voter concerns. Good morning, Andrea. What did you find out?
Good morning. Well, yesterday morning, Hillary Clinton sort of made her debut at the Democratic Convention with a speech to the New York delegation about unity. And she was pretty clear in saying that she wanted people to vote for Barack Obama. She said she was tired of screaming at her TV screen. She didn't want to do it anymore. And she wanted to elect a Democrat president. Afterwards, she had a press conference, and I asked her about those Ohio voters because she said, I'm going to keep urging people to vote for Obama. And I said, well, what are you going to do to the people like this fellow Jerry Roth from Ohio who just won't listen to you? And she said, well, I'm not sure what I can do. I'm just going to keep doing everything I possibly can and to continue to make the contrast between the two candidates.
For people who voted for me, as I have said and will repeat until the last votes are counted, if you voted for me, you have much more in common with Senator Obama on every issue I campaigned on every cause that I have stood for, than you do with Senator McCain.
So, Andrea, what is she saying now about her delegates, her very many delegates?
Well, there is some confusion. After that press conference, one of the superdelegates actually came up and asked me, what is Hillary Clinton telling us to do? She will be addressing them tomorrow at a meeting afternoon, and she will be saying, she was pretty clear that she wants to go ahead and have this roll call vote, and she laid it out.
I think that we'll have a meeting with my delegates. It's the first time I will have had a chance to see them on Wednesday. And at that time, I will be formally releasing them. They know that already. They're reading what you're writing. And telling them that I intend to vote for Senator Obama. A lot of people are committed to unifying behind Senator Obama. How they vote is a more personal decision.
And she went on to say that some people feel that they were elected to come and vote for her, and some people just wanted to do it. She said this is what you do at conventions, but then she said everyone will go and will be supporting Obama in the presidential race in the fall.
Andrea, what did she mean, do you think, about voting is a more personal decision, more personal than if you're a party activist backing the party nominee?
Well, what she was indicating was that she wasn't going to tell the delegates exactly what to do. If they want to go and vote for her on a roll call vote because they feel they're obligated or because that's their desire, so be it. But then they needed to turn around and support Barack Obama. And she was pretty clear that she was going to go out and work hard. And I've been speaking to some of her top aides, and they say she has a full schedule in the fall in the swing states. She made the point at the press conference that she's probably done more already than most losing candidates in a similar position Italian history. So she was not equivocal in her support for Obama. I mean, she's probably less equivocal than some of her supporters who are still feeling ambivalent, are still feeling torn. Tonight, when Hillary Clinton takes the stage...
Right, I was just going to ask you, what can we expect, do you think, at her primetime speech tonight?
Well, I think that we should expect more of this, more of you should go out and support Obama. The differences between Obama and McCain couldn't be clearer. And if you support me, you should support him. But it's impossible to imagine there won't be this moment of what if, what might have been, which has been sort of an undercurrent here in Denver this entire convention so far.
Okay. Well, Hillary Clinton, still very important to whatever happens come November.
Such a big figure in the Democratic Party. And it's not surprising. She campaigned in 50 states and I think 4 territories. So pretty much everybody here has had their chance to come into contact with Hillary Clinton. It's not surprising that there is this intensity of feeling. But she's going to say, go put that all into the general election campaign.
And Bill Clinton, he's around, right?
Bill Clinton, I have not yet seen him. I understand that Chelsea Clinton has arrived here in Denver, but Bill Clinton will be speaking on Wednesday night, same night as Joe Biden, and he may upstage the vice presidential candidate. He's quite a formidable speaker himself. This will be the first time where Bill Clinton will be, or at least will be supposed to be, making a full-throated endorsement of Barack Obama. We'll be watching for that tomorrow night.
Andrea Bernstein, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Andrea Bernstein is our Takeaway Political Director, and she's at the convention in Denver, the Democratic Convention, and will be reporting all week. Please check out her blogs online and listen out for her reports, as well as members of our other team who are covering all the happenings there. Right now, we're going to get the latest headlines from Femi Okeh. Femi?
Thank you very much, Adora. Just coming up to 20 minutes to the top of the hour.